Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. As chapter 30 opens, Yirmiyahu records a series of comforting prophecies about the restoration of Yehuda and Israel. Hadavar asher haya al Yirmiyahu me'et Hashem lemor. Koh amar Hashem Elokei Israel lemor. כתוב לך את כל הדברים אשר דיברתי אליך אל ספר. כי הנה ימים באים, נאום השם, ושפתי את שבות עמי ישראל ויהודה. אמר השם, והשיבותים אל הארץ אשר נתתי לאבותם וירשוה. This is the word that came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem. This is what Hashem, the God of Israel, said. Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declares Hashem, when I will bring back the captives of my people, Israel and Yehuda. Hashem said, I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors to possess. No translation can capture the wordplay, Veshavti et shvut, and Vehashivotim. The same phrase, Veshavti et shvut, appears in Dvarim, as well as in the prophecies of Amos and Yechezkel. Without belaboring the dikduk, the various tenses of Hebrew grammar, the simple meaning of this phrase is, I will return along with the captivity of my people, implying that the Shechina is also in Galut. Since the collective of exiles should be Shvit Ami, it seems that Shvut is a double entendre, suggesting that when Am Yisrael returns to the right path and does tshuva, Hashem will also return to protect them. Malbim takes note that Yirmiyahu is instructed to inscribe and not just orally transmit this chapter as a testament to future generations. In verse 5, Yirmiyahu records a poignant message that is apropos for our generation as well. Ki ko amar Hashem, kol charada shamanu, pachad ve'in shalom. For thus says Hashem, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, as there is no peace. Using the plural shamanu, Hashem indicates that he too hears the terror that strikes his people as war is about to break out between Babylonia and her colonies, each fighting for supremacy in the Middle East. Rashi quotes the Midrash that the plural we heard alludes to the imminent as well as future battles that will threaten humanity until the final war of Gog and Magog. Yirmiyahu, however, directed this message to Jews scattered in Mesopotamia, who will soon cry out in fear that they will be eradicated, squeezed between the warring factions of Persia, Media, Assyria, and Babylon. The resemblance to current events is unmistakable. Pointing to the quaking, helpless men, Hashem mocks in verse 6. Shaluna uru im yoled zachar. Madu ra'iti kol gever yadav al chalatzav keyolada, venhefchu kol panim leyirakon. Ask now and see whether a man gives birth to a child. Then why do I see every man with his hands on his belly like a woman in labor, and all their faces pallish and greenish? Then, in verses 7 through 9, Hashem acknowledges that they are facing a fateful day, but adds reassuring promises. Hoy ki gadol hayom hu, ma'ayin kamohu, ve'et sarai li'yakov, u'mimena yivashea, v'haya bayom ahu ne'um Hashem tzvakot, eshbor ulo me'al tzavarecha, u'mosrotecha anatek, ולא יעבדו בו עוד זרים, ועבדו את השם אלוקיהם, ואת דוד מלכם אשר הקים להם. How great that day will be, like no other. A time of trouble for Yaakov, but he will be rescued from it. On that day, declares Hashem of hosts, I will break the yoke off your neck. I will tear off your shackles. No longer will foreigners enslave him. Instead, they will serve Hashem their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Thus the fearful apocalypse morphs into a messianic vision to be materialized at an unspecified future, as Hashem continues with a comforting pledge in verses 10 through 11. Ve'ata al tira avdi Yaakov ne'um Hashem ve'al techat Yisrael ki hineni moshiacha merachok ve'et zaracha me'eretz shivyam ve'shav Yaakov ve'shakat ve'sha'anan ve'ein machrid ki itchani ne'um Hashem le'hoshiecha כי יעשה חלה בכל הגויים אשר הפיצותיך שם. אך אותך לא אעשה חלה, ויסרתיך למשפט, ונקה לא אנקך. As for you, do not fear, Yaakov, my servant. Do not be alarmed, Israel, declares Hashem. I'm about to rescue you from afar, as well as your descendants from the land of their exile. Yaakov will again have peace and security, and no one will terrorize him. I am with you, declares Hashem, to save you. Though I will utterly eradicate all the nations among whom I scattered you, but I will not eradicate you. Though I will discipline you, but only in due measure, I will not let you go entirely unpunished. Now he no longer refers to Yehuda, but instead uses the terms Yaakov and Yisrael. Various Mefoshim differentiate between these names when applied to the collective of Hashem's chosen people. Yaakov is the term used for Jews who are under the Akev, the heel of their oppressors, struggling with their identity and persecuted as a subhuman caste, scattered among hostile people. Abarbanel takes note of the phrase, Hineni Moshiacha Merachok, I am about to rescue you from afar, which most interpretations deem as a reference to the distant lands of the dispersion, particularly of the 10 lost tribes scattered throughout the earth in unknown places. However, he suggests that it refers to distance in time, and not only in place. Accordingly, this is a prophecy for the far-off future, and does not only refer to the strife of the Babylonian exile, which lasted less than a century, but also to our long-suffering diaspora of nearly 2,000 years. Though Am Yisrael will suffer for their iniquities, and we will go through dark and terrifying times, Hashem promises that we will always be his eternal nation. But for now, Hashem acknowledges the agony we suffer, as well as the loneliness we experience among hostile or hypocritical nations. Ki koh amar Hashem, anush l'shivrech nachla makatech, ein dan dinech l'mazor refuot ta'ala ein lach. כל מאהבייך שכחוך, אותך לא ידרושו, כי מכת אויב הכיתיך. מוסר אכזרי על רוב אבונך, עצמו חטאותייך. This is what Hashem said. Your wound is incurable, your injury beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause, no remedy for your sore, no healing for you. All your allies have forgotten you. They don't care about you. For I have struck you as an enemy would and punished you cruelly because your guilt is so great and your sins so many. But as for the oppressors of Am Yisrael, all those driven by hate for Jews and Judaism, the persecutors that attack us in every generation, come the promises in verses 16 and 17. Lachen kol ochlaich yo'echelu, v'kol tzarayich kulam b'shevi yelechu. V'hayu shosayich lemshisa v'kol bozezayich eten lavaz. Ki ele arucha lach, u'mimakotayich arpa'ech ne'um Hashem. Ki nidacha karu lach tzion. Hi doresh ein la. Therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured, and your adversaries, all of them, shall go into captivity. And those who crushed you will be crushed, and those who plunder you will be plundered. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of all your wounds, declares Hashem. Because they called you an outcast, it is Zion whom no one supports. In a lyrical continuation in verses 18 through 20, Hashem consoles and reassures the long-suffering Jews who, despite it all, remained faithful. Ko amar Hashem, hineni shav shvut ohale Yaakov, u'mishkenotav arachem, v'nivneta ir al tila, v'armon al mishpato yeshev. ויצא מהם תודה וכל משחקים, והרביטים ולא ימעטו, והכבדתים ולא יצערו. והיו בניו כקדם, ועדתו לפני תיקון, ופקדתי על כל לוחציו. So said Hashem, I will restore and secure the captives in Yaakov's tents, and have compassion for his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and a palace will stand on its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will multiply them, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be as in days of old, and their community established before me. And I will hold accountable all who oppress them. The condolences and encouraging words are interwoven with pledges of vengeance and vindication, in acknowledgement perhaps that Am Yisrael's suffering at the hands of brutal enemies exceeded any sense of judgment. All of Israel's sins did not justify the cruelty and barbarism of their foes. Thus the chapter concludes with Yirmiyahu's vivid description of Hashem's final judgment, like a threatening tempest. Hine se'arat Hashem chema yatza, sar mitgorer al rosh resha'im yachul. Lo yashuv charon af Hashem ad asoto ve'ad hakimo mizimot libo, be'acharit hayamim tidbonenu ba. Behold, the storm of Hashem, even his wrath, has gone forth, a sweeping storm. It hovers overhead and will burst on the wicked. The fierce anger of Hashem shall not abate until he has executed and until he has seen through the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you shall perceive it and comprehend it. This vision is sealed with a solemn vow, that upon seeing Hashem's retribution to those who unjustly cause such pain and suffering, Hashem's loving presence will become apparent to all Am Yisrael. Ba'et hahi ne'um Hashem, ehye le'elokim lekol mishpachot Yisrael, ve'hema yiyu li le'am. At that time, declares Hashem, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.